HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Data for the People: How to Make Our Post-Privacy Economy Work for You, by Andreas Weigand, read by Barry Abrams. Prologue: When Everything is Recorded. As information itself becomes the largest business in the world, data banks know more about individual people than the people do themselves. The more the data banks record about each one of us, the less we exist. Marshall McLuhan. In 1949, my father, then a young man of 23, took a job as a teacher in East Germany. When he arrived in his new town, he needed to find someone to share a room with. At the train station, he met a man who was also looking for a place to live. My dad thought it was his lucky day. But a few days after they moved into their home, his roommate went missing. My dad was baffled. As the day stretched on, he grew worried. Not long afterward, as my dad was making breakfast one morning, there came a knock at the door. Perhaps his roommate had returned. However, when he answered, he was greeted by several unfamiliar men, who informed him that he had won an award for teaching. It was quite a special award, and had to be presented to him in person, and they were there to escort him to the hall where he would be honored. He met this invitation with skepticism. In the circumstances, it seemed odd that the men were so dour and that they were all wearing identical trench coats. But he had no choice. He was immediately ushered into a waiting car. To his utter alarm, he discovered that the car doors could not be opened from the inside. He had been arrested by the Soviet occupying forces.